to Christmas Eve service. We're just going to go ahead and get into worship this evening. So if you just worship with us.
Excited to have you here tonight, and I tell you what, tonight we're going to have some specials that are just unique for Christmas Eve service, and it is going to be a great blessed time in the Lord. So we just want to take a few minutes here just to thank you, welcome you, be appreciative of you, and to be appreciative of the most important thing, and that's Jesus. I mean, the only thing that's ever come that could impact the entire world, change a heart in every nation throughout the world, and make a difference and bring life to people. Only Jesus can do that. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're just going to declare your glory, God. We just lift you up and just extend, God, our worship to you and our thanksgiving to you, Father, for how good you are and how what you've done in our lives and what you will continue to do, God, as we celebrate you on this Christmas Eve. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Mary nodded bare. spark to light the way inside our hearts. Bethlehem, through your small door.
Okay, at this time, we're going to get ready to do communion. And so what we're going to do tonight is something a little different, but what's going to happen is we're going to bring this table up here, and I'm just going to have you come up and get your communion and return to your seat. You can start coming right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thought that it would be nice for us to take communion during the service so that we could linger on it while we're in the service. You know, communion is something that is a very serious thing. You know, in the Bible, we're instructed to make sure that when we take communion, let it remind us of what Jesus did and that he went once and that he's coming back. And let it remind us of just how real this is to us so that we would live for him with the intensity of our full heart. That's what communion was meant to do. And so we're just going to read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Christ Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." You know, when you even think about that and you think about Jesus taking bread the night he was betrayed, just that within itself should give us the intensity of him knowing that he's about to go to the cross. And the things that he had to say and the things that he was putting forth were some of the most serious statements that he could ever put forth to us. And one thing that we were told is that when we take communion and when we break bread and when we take this communion, let it be a reminder of his body, which was broken for you. In other words, Christ was broken, beaten, suffered things for us so that we didn't have to suffer those things. So while we eat this bread, let us be thinking about what Jesus did for each and every one of us. And then it says that even after this, in the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And this is another thing that we should always be thinking about. What Christ did for each of us. How he went to the cross and how he fulfilled that commission and how he did not give up. No matter what he was going through, he did not back up from it. He stayed the course. Jesus loves you, each and every one of us. He loves you so much that if he had to go to the cross for just you, he went. There was no guarantee who all would get saved when Jesus went to the cross, but he went, and you can take it to account that the Lord went for you as an individual to make sure that you could walk in salvation. And so let's take our drink and drink it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this time of communion, God, for this moment on this precious night that we spend concentrating on you, thanking you, and walking in who you are for us, God. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back into worship. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we're just going to spend a few minutes here talking about the goodness of the Lord and about the great day of Him being born. I'm just going to look in Luke chapter 2. And it says in verse 7, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and named him and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude, the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." You know what is so powerful is that, you know, the Lord created mankind in the beginning to be His. When He created Adam and Eve, He created them to be His. And He wanted there to be no way that anything could be different. And so when the enemy came up with the plan that broke them away from being able to be just with the Lord without repentance and those things, God brought forth Jesus so that we could have that open relationship. And what's amazing here is that when we see this story unfold, what we start to understand is that during the time that Mary was having Jesus, there were supernatural things happening all around her. And you know what this should be to us today is that we should never forget that God doesn't ever expect us to live our life without a supernatural element around us. We should recognize that God expects to intervene on our life supernaturally, just like He did for Mary and for Joseph. You know, it wasn't just Mary that received a dream, letting her know what to do. Joseph received a dream at the time he needed it, as the husband didn't know exactly what needed to be done to bring Mary and him where they need to be in the plan of God. And I want you to know tonight that God is willing to do the supernatural and does the supernatural for our sake throughout our life and throughout our days and throughout our time. You know, I just felt like there were some people here tonight that this is an opportunity for you to really just reach towards the Lord. This is not just a season, but this is a time where you can really just reach towards God and see Him do the supernatural on your behalf. Although it was really supernatural and unique how Mary had Jesus, and we've never had a birth that way again, it doesn't mean that there's not something supernatural and unique for your situation. In fact, it should give you a confidence that there is something supernatural for your situation. And tonight, we're going to bring this thing to a close, because what we're going to do is we're going to have a song while we do it. And what we're going to do is we're going to have Silent Night, and it's going to remind us of when Jesus was born and how there was how when Jesus was born that there was a light that shined that would direct people right to Him. Amen. And then I also want you to know that when we light this light for us, we're lighting this light as a light for us to say what we can do and what we can light in the lives of other people, because we have a light that needs to shine. And we have a light that needs, Hey, Jason, let's pass those out to people. As we're passing these lights out, I do want people to know that I'm going to be up here to pray for people right after service if you need prayer. I also want you to know that we're going to light these candles, and this candle represents just like it was lit up that night and they could see where Jesus was. This is a reminder for us of the light of the Lord and the goodness of God and Him coming through in our life.
Only is God.
that you've enjoyed our service tonight. I hope that you've enjoyed it and been blessed. And we just want to thank you for being here. And remember, I'll be here to pray for anybody that needs prayer after the service.
And there are refreshments in the kitchen. Father God, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for coming, Jesus. We thank you for coming to this earth to be our Savior, to be our peace, to be our King. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. When it was not your sin on that cross, it was ours. I know we're celebrating your birth, but we can't have a birth without a resurrection. You came for us, and we thank you for coming, and we just ask blessings on everybody in here, Father God, as they go, that you would just bless tomorrow, their Christmas day for them, as they rise up in the morning. I speak peace over all of them in the name of Jesus, and I speak blessing. And Father, a special blessing on those that may be alone this holiday weekend, Father, that you just comfort them and know that they're not alone, but that you are with them. And Father, we just love you. Jesus, we just love you. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Our service. We just pray that you have a great Christmas tomorrow, and we will see you on Sunday morning.